You are listening to the Become a Guitarist Today podcast with Adam Roach.
Hey there, and welcome to episode number 127 with my guest today, Phoenix van der Weyden. Now, for those of you who don't know who Phoenix is, she's a great guitarist from Brazil. Has actually been on my podcast before. So Phoenix was on episode number 93 back in January 2020. So in that episode, we spoke about her playing her online guitar academy and lots of other things. So make sure you check out the show notes where I'll be able to link to episode number 93 so you can check that one out as well. So in this podcast, we talk about her new album called Eyes on the Prize, which is a fantastic album. I'm sure everyone out there is going to really enjoy. And if you do want to check out more of Phoenix's playing, you can have a look at my YouTube channel where Phoenix was a part of my collaboration videos last year during the whole lockdown period. One of my original songs she played on, some of the other collaborations with lots of other people. So again, I'll put the links in the show notes so you can check that as well. Now, before we get to the interview, I'd like to again say thank you to my sponsors, Ernie Ball Music, Custom Guitar Picks, Shred Guitar Works, and Musician. And also another big shout out to Nuclear Blast. You're doing a fantastic job with all the interviews I'm getting, so make sure you check them out as well. So let's have a quick listen to a little bit of the first song on Phoenix's album called Cities in Flames. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, no
again
problem.
On the show.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while since it was actually January 2020 last time you're on the podcast.
Yes, yes. It was on the beginning of 2020.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, so I know in
that year ago.
Yeah, that's right. In that podcast we spoke about like how you started and your guitar academy and everything. So you still have that going?
Oh yes, yes, yes. And I'm so grateful for it. I had a great response for it over the last months, and I feel grateful to be able to teach kids from Asia, Russia, even Australia.
Yeah.
I'm very, very, very grateful for my students.
Yeah, no, it's great because I'm pretty sure when we spoke last, you were just starting the academy, weren't you?
Yes, yes. At the time, I was setting up the website, yeah, and also my Facebook page. And then when I finally launched my page, you know, I had a very good response on it. And it feels great to teach like teenagers to play the music we grew up with, like the music of Van Halen and Led Zeppelin, Tesla. It's actually great to see that there's interest in learning this type of music today.
Yeah, all the good music.
yes, yeah.
Well, I noticed last time in our interview, we did speak a lot about Van Halen, how he influenced us and the whole world, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so how are you with the passing of Eddie? Do you remember where you were and what you were doing?
Oh, yes, yes. I was actually at home. I was finishing my practice and a friend of mine, he sent me a message and told me about his passing. It was kind of a shock to me because he seemed to be a person that was larger than life to everyone, and mortality reached him also. So it was kind of a shock at the time, but now after a few months, I look back and I see that he accomplished his mission here, and what a beautiful job he left here on this world. And he will always live on. He's not here in flesh, but what he left behind was a beautiful legacy.
Oh, definitely. I mean, just the video I did, yeah, with the people from around the world, which you helped with as well. For the Van Halen.
Yes.
But that was amazing, seeing all the different people from around the world, just the impact it had on their lives as well.
Touched the whole world with his music. Mm. That's something not easy to do. It's something beautiful also to unite people through music.
Yeah. Now, I know the other thing we did speak about, and we spoke about your album, which is out now, which I do have in my hands.
Oh, yes. It's there, the second one.
Yeah.
And I'd like to thank everyone in us that bought it and that supported my work. It means the world to me.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. I mean, yeah, Eyes on the Prize is the name of the album, so check it out. When did you actually release this now? Was that at the start of this year? Last year?
Yes. It's so close that, but it's been around 2 months that it's up now. It was actually 2 years apart from my first release by Shred Guy Records. And this one is more personal.
Yep.
I actually tried, of course, in a very humble way to do what Jason Becker did on the Raspberry Jams, like something personal, something that writing songs about things that spoke to me when I was a child and teenager, you know, try to make it fun also along the process.
Because I noticed you got a few, like, the voiceovers in there. Was that taken from movies or anything?
Oh, yes. Actually, I like to add those little voiceovers in the songs by influence of Steve Vai, of his first album especially. Wow. I've always thought that it sounded so cool, and it gave an extra character, an extra personality to the songs. And so I like to add that to sort of reinforce the message along the tune.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Steve Vai, so I wrote down a note here on the track Yellow Fever. That reminded me very much of Steve Vai.
Oh, well, thank you very much for saying that. I actually got inspired by Shy Boy. By the Shy Boy.
Yeah.
It's so fun. And that song was always a challenge for me because it's fun to listen to you, but so fast and so technical. And I thought about, well, I want to try to write a song like that, fun.
Yeah.
Try to sound fun, but try to add every single technique that I learned along the way in it.
Yeah, because I noticed you had some of those, like the tremolo flicks with the melodies.
Oh, yes. I love to use the When You're Bored. And
yeah.
I actually learned those tricks with Red Beach videos.
Mm.
I think he calls them the Arabian Pole.
Okay.
It's just so fun.
Actually, talking about the tremolo systems, because you've been endorsed by Vegatrim, haven't you?
Oh, yes. It's been like a month that I'm with them. I actually added their trem in one of my modded guitars, and I'm loving it. It's just so practical and perfect for my Arabian poles.
Yeah. Yeah, see, because I actually got one on my guitar as well. And because I was going to buy a new guitar, I met up with Michael, is an endorser in Australia. Yeah, you put one on there. It's incredible. I love it.
Yes, I'm in love with that system also. It makes that practicity of the fixed bridge and all the fun of the Floyd Rose. Yes, it's so cool. I'm actually honored because this year NAMM will be virtual NAMM.
Mm.
And I actually going to play for them this year.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. That's really good.
Oh, for them. Yes. I'm super excited about it.
Yeah. When did this song come about? Was that like earlier in your writing process for the album?
It was actually the first song I wrote for the album. One, I actually tried to get some inspiration from the John Carpenter movies from the 80s. And That's why I tried to add those synths on the beginning. Yeah. I was listening to his album, to his two albums, and I just tried to replicate that type of sound. And for the general view of the sound, I tried to focus on something that I loved on my childhood. That was the game Streets of Rage.
Okay.
I tried to add that that type of melody that we used to listen to on 16-bit games back in the day. And I tried to create something personal with that track.
No, it came out really good. That's great. Great opener for the album.
Thank you.
And then we go into the second song, Eyes on the Prize. I found this song I really love, again, with the whammy bar, but the outro. You got the little melody, but with the whammy bar as well. Sounds really cool.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I got the inspiration from Steve Vai and Red Beach, their masters, in creating that beautiful environment with the whammy bar. It's something fluid. It's almost, just my opinion, of course, but it's almost like playing saxophone with a guitar because it has that fluid type of sound. I love it.
Now, the next song, Master of Disaster. Now, this one, when I first heard it, gave me reminded me a bit of Satriani.
Thanks. Whoa, what a compliment. Thank you.
Just the melody. I must say, your melodies are really good, really catchy.
Thanks a lot. I was actually got inspiration from songs like The Extremist by Satch.
Oh, there you go.
And also from that song by Jason Becker, Becker Ola.
Okay.
Yes, I love that type of groovy hard rock with that punching riff and open string riff.
Yeah.
Almost like I'm the One, but slower.
Yeah.
I wrote that song based on the movie that I loved as a kid, which was Batman 89 on the Joker by Jack Nicholson. That's why I added those voiceovers on it.
Yeah. Now, the next song, Reach Out, you've got your guest. Is it Harry Humara? Is that how you say the name?
Yes, that's it. Yeah. Yes.
Now, what I really like, the way you've done on the CD, which I haven't really seen much before, but you've actually got the time when he plays, which is really cool. You know, like the 1 minute 38 to 2:10. Because sometimes, you know, you hear people have guest artists on their albums and you're not really sure. Sometimes, yeah, you can pick it out, but it's like, oh, is that him or is that her or whatever? But I really like the way you've got that time there so you can see exactly where he comes in.
Oh, yes. I was so grateful that he joined up to record his solo for me. And I had to at the right time because I know how time of a musician is valuable, and he took his time to do that for me. So. Just there to add that on the album for here and for Kay.
So have you known Harry for a while?
I actually met him. It's been a few months because I am endorsed by Beyond the Guitars. It's a company from Texas. And him and the CEO are great friends. And Stefano knows that I'm a big gamer also. And I love the Halo games, and Harry, he played for the soundtrack of Halo Reach, so he introduced us, and we became good friends now.
Now, next song, Slide Through Life. Now, with this one I wrote down here, I felt like it was a bit of a Malmsteen intro. Neoclassical type thing.
Oh, yes. I love to play arpeggios, and it's such a fun technique. It's also fluid. I've been listening a lot again to Perpetual Burn by Jason Becker, and I try to add this little nod to him because I respect him so much, and also Malmsteen Rising 4. So it's my little homage to these neoclassical masters.
Yeah, but I mean, the way you do it, though, it's like, it's so clean, your arpeggios. It's like you're not even thinking about it, it just comes out.
Well, thank you. Thanks a lot. I started like with this technique a few years ago. And just when I discovered the music of Jason Becker and I fell in love with it, I used to practice with his exercises. Mm. It was kind of painful at first because it's intimidating, but then in time it becomes more natural, but you never really master it. There's always something new to learn.
Next song, again, you've got another guest artist on, is it the Dunwich Horror?
Yes, the German guitar player. Mm. Oh, he is a very good friend of mine, and I've been listening to his music for years now, and he was kind enough to accept when I invited him to play this track. You know, we are both big Tony McAlpine fans, and I wanted to write something that was dark. So I took this title that it's actually an H.P. Lovecraft book, and I wanted to write a song in the style of The Witch by Tony McAlpine. So I told him about the idea, and he got all excited, and I'm super grateful that he played on the song.
Yeah. Now, on his solo, I know this is a harmony guitar. Now, is that both him or is that you as well?
That was just him.
Okay.
Actually, it was his idea for the arrangement.
All right, now go to track number 7, Top Underdogs. Again, another great riff. What I really like about this one, like, you got the riff, then you go straight into the tapping, back to the riff, and a bit of tapping, and like, it takes a lot of control with that pick, you know, to go from here to there.
Well, thanks a lot. I tried to get some inspiration from Becker Ola again, and also from Nuno Bettencourt.
Oh, yeah.
I've always been a huge fan of his playing, and I love that way he does that. He plays a riff and adds a feel right in the middle of the riff. So I keep my pick handy and usually tap with my middle and ring fingers.
Yeah. Have you ever dropped your pick going from strumming to tapping?
Oh, it's my biggest fear, actually.
I know.
It's actually one of my biggest fears in music to do that. So I hold it very tight. And when it's a desperate situation, actually bite it and play it with me.
Now the last song, Yellow Fever, a nice little short one. The really cool thing about this one, that those chords you got at the end is like really weird chords.
Oh yes. Those little chords at the end, I made them with tappings. There's this Joe Satriani song, Echoes. It's amazing. And I added some distortion and some dissonances there for it to sound weird. Because I wanted it to sound like it seemed like something out of The Simpsons. and that show always had that dissonant sound on the intro. Right, so I tried to do something similar.
Yeah, well, it worked.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Well, no, but overall, though, yeah, it's a great album. Now, you played all the keyboards and bass too, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And it was actually fun because I am still experimenting with synths. Mm. I'm not a master at it at all. I like to joke that I'm a two-finger synth player, you know? Yeah. But it was fun to record more than one instrument on the album.
Oh, you did well. That sounds really good.
Thanks a lot. I'm
super glad.
Enjoyed it. It means a lot.
No, no problem. And thank you to you too for all your collaboration videos last year. That was fantastic.
Ah, yes. It's so fun actually to do those collabs with you.
Yeah.
It's great. So many great people involved in it. It's always a good time.
Yeah, that was. It was great. I mean, to do that from, I think it was like April or something was the first one where we did, you know, Don't Stop Believing until the last one, the original song. So that was great as well.
Oh yes. Yes, that Drop C song.
That's it.
Amazing. A great track to play with. I actually still use it for my improvisation practice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
Oh, yes. It's Excellent. Super fun to jam along that track.
Yeah. Well, my plan this year is to hopefully, by end of the year, is to release a solo album. That's my plan.
Oh.
And hopefully get guests like yourself to make a little appearance, if you're free.
Well, count on me for anything.
Oh, cool.
Hey, just count on me. It will be an honor.
So what's your plan now? Are you going to releasing another one or just writing?
I'm actually writing some ideas for the third album now.
Okay.
And maybe it will be released on the beginning of next year. I have like two songs ready now, but I'm thinking so tweaking it and writing up some ideas.
Yeah.
I'm in talks with a girl for maybe starting a band, so let's see how it goes. Let's keep making plans to make things happen.
Oh, that's good. That's really good. Well, thank you again for your time.
Oh, thanks for having me. And it's always a pleasure. Always fun.
I'll see you in the next collaboration video.
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward. It's always great.
Yeah.
So, thanks again and have a great week.
I will do. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. See you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.